While the world lies frozen beneath the chill breath of winter, a spotless rose blooms against the harsh surroundings. Its beauty unfolds one petal at a time. The winter rose is born so that the garden might be restored.
Thank you.
The Holy One of Israel says, the rain and the snow come down from heaven. They water the earth, causing it to bud and flourish. In the cold of winter, you will be like a well-watered garden. Your Redeemer, the Rose of Sharon, will come to Zion. Blessed are all who wait for Him. Every valley will be lifted high and every mountain made low. Spring will drive winter away and the garden will rejoice like the rose. It will burst into bloom and the glory of the Lord, the splendor of God, will be revealed.
Thank you.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone, long, long ago. Joseph is the promised one. With wonder, the couple ponders their sacred charge.
Little Jesus in my heart.
Little Jesus, Holy One.
Oh, your dreary
heart. Little Jesus, precious Son. Sleep in peace tonight.
Sleep in peace tonight.
Sleep in peace tonight. Holy Jesus, gift divine.
I will sing the praise your name.
You are safe, my child.
I will pray your tears.
Sleep in peace tonight. Sleep in peace. Sleep in peace tonight.
I recall all the days
upon the day the angels.
only found, God, repair the vessel pure to hold this precious flower. Little Jesus, Holy Child,
one day the world will know.
Heaven's miracle.
Only God can make a
The birth of Jesus is replete with contrast. The Christ child, sent from the riches of heaven, is born into the household of a poor carpenter. Though he possesses the universe, no one grants him shelter, and he is laid in a manger. The breath of life laid to sleep in a feeding trough. And although he was long awaited, his birth would go unnoticed were it not for a chorus of angels rousing shepherds from their slumber. Terrified at first, the shepherds are awestruck by the sight and sound of these heavenly beings. Against the backdrop of dazzling light, their unearthly singing is a call to joy, their wings stirring up an infectious rhythm. Captivated by the song, these shepherds are led in a jubilant rush toward the stable. Unexpectedly, these tenders of sheep dance into the very presence of God's own Lamb. Wise men follow the light, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But the child they seek is more precious and more fragrant than these. He is the winter rose, God's gift to the world. The rose continues to blossom, its splendor revealed to all who embrace it. Spotless and perfect, its beauty is beyond compare. But all too soon its season passes, and the rose prepares to die. The rose, adorned with thorns, stands in full bloom. One by one the petals fall, blood red upon the ground. As they are crushed beneath the feet of the crowd, the fragrance of redemption is released.
Thank you.
God not only sent His Son as Rose of Sharon, as Redemptor, God continues to speak through His Son, even in our world today, a world in such desperate need of a message of love and hope and redemption. A part of that is to hear not only the bells of Christmas Day, our closing hymn as we sing, outwardly, but also to hear within our own souls, our own spirits, our own hearts and minds, the ringing of that joy of Christmas, a joy which we should celebrate as a gift every day. And so I would invite you to turn with me and to sing as our hymn of commitment, number 267, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Our altar is open for any decision that you might make for Christ, for this church. But most of all, I pray that our hearts will be open to the message that our choir has so wonderfully brought. To look to the Rose of Sharon, to the life of the world, Jesus our Christ. Number 267, as we stand and sing.